Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I am your host today. Thanks so much for finding some time in your busy day to spend with us. I'm always honored. Today we're going to be talking about the digital marketing industry. I recently read an article and the title was Why Digital Marketing is Important for Small Businesses. It went on to say that one of the reasons is to be accessible to your customers. It's clear that in today's digital world, the first place the average consumer looks for what they want is online. Whatever it is, whether it's a product or a service they're looking for, they will most likely start their search with Google. If you have no online presence at all, you won't be found and you can't compete. So that's a big factor there is you can't get in front of your customers. So my guest today is Peter Burson, and Peter is a franchisee with WSI. He has more than 25 years of experience in the high-tech startup community. In 2018, he started Avalai by WSI as a franchisee of WSI Digital Marketing Agency. WSI is a leading provider of sales and marketing consulting services. So please help me in welcoming Peter to the show. Peter, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate it, the invite.
Absolutely. You know, digital marketing and online marketing, Peter, is certainly something that most small businesses they struggle with to a degree. Before we start talking about that, Peter, tell me a little bit about your history, your background, and what drew you to WSI?
Sure, sure. So my background is in, I have a degree in computer science. I started way back in roughly around the time that WSI had started in 1994. Is when I, you know, graduated college and started getting into the industry. And that time was the dawn of the internet, much different than what we have today. And I spent most of my career working in the networking side, making sure all of this infrastructure and how we get accessibility to websites worked, and continued that for 25 years, working in network performance, working with networking companies in the wireline and wireless, like Verizon's and the British Telecoms. And a part of that, I shifted from development into customer focus roles and pre and post sales. And the biggest piece that I recognized at trade shows is how marketing changed from 1994-ish to, you know, current day, where online marketing became so important. The startups that I worked for, the ones that were successful, were the ones that had a very strong marketing to build brand awareness, to be online, to be able to be found. So I took all of that knowledge, and when I was looking at different franchises, WSI attracted me.
Mm-hmm. And so why were you looking at the franchise model? I mean, clearly you could probably have put your application in to any company and been snapped up. So what made franchising appealing to you?
Yeah, so I think working for a whole bunch of different startups, I always wanted to create my own company, and I had a bunch of different startup ideas. But I also, working for so many different startups understood how that is done. And it's a really, a tough uphill battle of getting funding, building a team, and so forth. And one of the times that I happened to get laid off, I met a franchising coach and became introduced into franchising. And I looked at that model as a completely different way of starting a company. And that attracted me because they had an existing system, they had an existing brand. So a lot of that legwork up front was already done. So that's what started my process in investigating what a franchise is and what are the different types of franchises.
Mm-hmm. And, Peter, you're so right that a startup, starting a business, an independent business from the ground up, is very daunting because many cases, the person that's wanting to start this business, they don't even know what all the moving parts are. They're not sure which CRM platform to use. Voice over IP, should they consider that? What do they actually need to build a business that is not just good for today, the infrastructure supports the business today, but it supports growth? And I think that's one of the things that sometimes an independent business owner gets hung up with is they don't understand what they will need for growth. And a franchise certainly has that figured out, don't they?
Yeah, so I love to mention the book called, I'm sure you might be familiar with it, called The E-Myth,
yes,
by Michael Gerber. And
mm-hmm.
The first part of this book, and he talks about the business owners, really three people. They are the entrepreneur, they are the manager, and they are the technician. And the entrepreneur is the person that came up with the idea of that business. It doesn't really matter if you're a tech business or bakery shop. They had this concept. I could be, I know how to make awesome apple pies, and I envision this, great pie shop. The manager is the person that's kind of managing everything and making sure the business runs. And then the technician is the one that's actually doing the work. Well, when you start out, you're all three of those people, and a lot of people don't realize that. And is that constant battle. I mean, there's many other things in the book that's based on no matter what you are, what type of business you are, you need a system, and you should be running it like a franchise. That's one of the things that franchises
mm-hmm.
bring is basically a system that works and is repeatable and can be done over and over again. It's a great
mm-hmm.
book. I recommend it for business owners or franchise owners.
Yeah, absolutely. I've read and listened to it several times because it does have great advice. So, Peter, talk to us a little bit about what are the basic services that WSI offers to their clients?
Sure. So we offer a full-service digital marketing agency. So that's basic stuff to the getting you a website that's responsive and is going to be converting online to next taking that website into being found. So it's what a term that's used in the industry called search engine optimization, SEO. And then we'll look at, if it needs to be done quicker or you're looking to get leads or bring in customers faster, we'll look at the paid advertising route on running Google Ads or paid social. Those are like the three basic things if you're trying to start up a business and get awareness really quickly. Beyond that, we have a whole bunch of other services like email marketing. We can take that to the next level, what's known as marketing automation, which is really how to nurture your customer database. As you start to grow those customers, how to keep in touch with those customers and how to keep those customers engaged. Video marketing, we have platforms that we do that, tons of research. And then that's kind of like the basic cookie cutter services. But we go back in the beginning, like for a lot of existing businesses, we start with their strategic approach. Most businesses, if you ask them who their customer, who their competition is, they'll be like, oh, yeah, the guy down the street. But they're really not looking at who their online competition is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're searching for those services. Who's coming up on page one? And how well are they operating on a digital side? So that we take a deeper dive into that. Are they doing paid? Are they advertising on Google and Facebook? What are the keywords that they're being known for that you're not being known for? What are they writing about? You know, what's their content look like that's driving traffic to their site? We start to dive deeper into that. And that's kind of our competitive analysis plan. And then we can go beyond that, which we get into more strategy. We have a blueprint marketing strategy, which we do all of a competitive analysis. We install software on a website so we can see how the website is interacting with the users, what pages are they visiting, when on that page, you know, where are they navigating, what's drawing their attention. And then once we issue those reports, then we might need to modify that. Maybe that page is not converting properly. We're getting a lot of visitors, but they're not, if it's like an e-commerce, they're not buying the products. Well, let's look at why they're not buying their products. Maybe they're jumping around all over the page. They don't know what to do. It's not answering what we consider three questions. They ask a question on Google. You sent them to, they reach your page. Do they even trust doing business with that company? Because right now they're not in your store. They're on your website. Have you been around? Trust symbols. Are you a member of the Better Business Bureau? Do you accept credit cards? Is there a phone number I can call? These are all different trust symbols. And then basically, what do you want them to do next? Book a meeting, book a consultation, call us. And it has to be very clear. That's what we call clear calls to action.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is the full customer journey for larger entities, where we're looking at the whole building buyer personas and understanding what is their whole entire sales cycle from marketing all the way to the close of a deal.
And so, Peter, as you're describing the services that you offer clients, I'm wondering, what are your ideal clients? Are they mid to large size companies or small? And what does that look like?
Yeah, so, I mean, some of our ideal clients, the ones that are looking really to grow their business, they're at, you know, they could be at $1 million and they're kind of stuck there in year in revenue. And they'll look to really getting to that next level, to go from 1 million to 1.5 million in a year or 2 years. At that point, they're spending a decent, they have the money to spend and start investing into more advanced marketing services. We can help out smaller customers. Biggest piece there is they have to be willing to grow and understand that there's some cost to marketing, and that's one of the big questions we always get is how much does this cost? But it's not really the cost; it's how much money you're willing to invest in your company, because the return is there as long as you're putting in the right investment. I mean, you can even bring that back into franchises aren't. There's an investment there, and it's really looking at the return.
Mm-hmm.
So on the smaller side, yeah, we're looking at customers that are starting to make some money and looking to grow. I would say the ideal one that I'm working with right now is in the high-tech industry. It's like a Series B startup, and they were looking to really get a hold of Google advertising. We went in and we did a complete audit, and we've taken over their Google Ads account.
So, do you come in and work with them as a project or a consultant, and then walk away, or Peter, do you continue to work with them and take over their social media or their digital marketing?
Yeah, so you, well, a website, one of the things we do is like a website is usually a project base, mm-hmm. but then we're looking to work with them on an ongoing basis. So, and it's, you know, if we're doing advertising, you know, running Google Ads, we're usually running that every month. The spend may change, how much money, you know, holiday season, we may, depending on the business, it may go up. Working on SEO, that's, again, a monthly basis because your competitors are doing, they, if they're investing in SEO, they're creating more content, they're optimizing their websites, they're going out and getting what's known as backlinks. So we have to stay on top of that every month and growing their traffic that's coming into the site. Mm-hmm. You know, even emails, you don't like send out one email. We start to take over their email marketing campaigns. Mm-hmm. So that's a monthly, you know, an ongoing basis. Sometimes mm-hmm. we work on a retainer where it's like, this is how much money I have allocated. What can we do for the next 3 months? And then what can we do for 3 months after that? So there is times that we'll shift. Depending on, you know, they only have, they have a very fixed budget, and we're trying to address the needs. The consultancy part, when we're doing an audit or something, yes, that is a one-time piece, but at the end of that, whatever we have done, a competitive analysis or a blueprint strategy, we have our recommendations on what they should do to solve what we found, and then we said, here's what that would cost going forward. Mm-hmm. And then we can definitely fulfill that for them.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, Peter, let's talk a little bit now about what that franchise opportunity looks like. And from a franchisee's perspective, it's clear that you are very knowledgeable on the computer, online and digital marketing. Would you say that maybe somebody is listening and they don't have the extensive knowledge that you have? Is that, do you see that that's a requirement to be a franchisee of WSI?
No. So WSI takes people from all walks of life, and that's not a requirement because what WSI what they bring to the table is we have strategic partners that work with us to implement strategies, to run an SEO campaign, to run a paid search campaign. That is not up to the what we call them, the internet consultants, the IC, or marketing consultants. Our job is to work with the client and define clients and work with our back-end teams to come up with a strategy that's going to work, and then manage account management. I would say what yields good is somebody that's done a sales consultancy role and is good at consultant selling. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the skill set that you need to bring to the table. You don't need to know how to build a website or even manage a website because we have teams that do that. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know how to run email marketing systems or anything like that. We have teams that implement that. But what you do need to do is, you know, be able to have a good consultation skill set that you can walk into a client and kind of have a good discussion, a business discussion with that client, and then be able to bring that data back and have to our team so we can – so the WSI backend strategic partners can suggest, like, this is what we would do going forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if someone's listening and they are really attracted to maybe the services that WSI offers, you know, the next question always is, Peter, you talked a little bit about the training, but, usually the next question is, how do you get customers? So is that something that WSI helps you to get customers? And then do you also network? And what does that look like?
Yeah, so that's, you know, a good question for anybody looking at any franchise, like where your customers or your leads kind of come from. And that's changed a little bit as I've been a franchise owner. In the beginning, it was, you know, we expect you to network. We expect you to join networking groups like Chamber of Commerce, BNI, those type of groups, giving talks, podcasts, things like that, to just grow your network and get your name out there, as well as, you know, engaging in telemarketing. We partner with some telemarketers to go out and do cold calling if needed. When the pandemic hit, we kind of said, how are we going to help the corporate kind of said, how are we going to help all of our owners? And because we have this vast amount of knowledge within the WSI network, we started hosting webinars for our clients and prospects. At first it started every week, and then we cut back to once a month, and we're still doing that. So that's one of the ways that we help WSI franchisees get leads, because that's all done by corporate. Some of the people that talk during these webinars are owners, but it's an ability to give us to promote that. Everything's done for us. You know, if you just go out on our social channels, promote our webinars, and then it's all tracked so they know who's registered that's under your name. So that is a great way to get leads. Another way they've changed, just implemented this, on the WSI World site, you now can go and find consultants in your area. So you basically click on by location, unless you know their name, and it will list all of our listings of the local consultants in your area.
Oh, that's nice. So you just mentioned areas. So that brings up the topic of territory. Are there territories assigned?
Yes. Well, as a WSI franchise, when you awarded the franchise, you pick if you want a local, a regional, or a national license. So those are what's in the U.S. I think same in Canada. A local is, you know, could be a county or a couple of counties. A regional is larger than that. That could be, you know, many counties, and nationals all across the U.S.
So that means that you could work with any client across the U.S.
Correct.
What if there are global locations? How does that work?
We're all one big happy family. So mm-hmm. If there's somebody that's in another country, there's, you know, we have franchises in over 80 different countries. I would reach out to them and we would work together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like they've got it figured out. And Peter, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to need to take a commercial break, but do you happen to have any stories of maybe some clients that you've worked with that you could share with us when we come back from commercial break?
Sure.
Wonderful. Well, folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we will be back with more from Peter Burson with digital marketing.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. Linda Ballesteros is a catalyst to becoming a business owner through franchising. Whether you are looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America change your lifestyle, allowing you to enjoy the fun things in life, or if you're looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Contact Linda today to start the process of being your own boss. Linda at empowerfranchiseconsulting.com, 832-640-4922.
Hey folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. Linda Ballesteros here, and my guest today is Peter Burson, and he is a franchisee of WSI, which specializes in digital marketing. So when we broke for commercial break, Peter, I asked if you happen to have a story you could share with us.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to share the story of a client that I met at a networking event. I think it was about 2 years ago. It's a startup, and they had this great product that was helping recycle plastic bags. And he was still very early on in trying to get into the production of how he's going to produce the product. And he's trying to get this product launched. And so he decided to go off and do some advertising on Facebook. Didn't put a lot of money into it, but just wanted to try it, and really wasn't getting that many leads or that many subscribers to subscribe to his launch of his crowdfunding campaign. And he spent some money, not a lot of money, about $600 or $700, and over approximately about 3 months. And he was getting maybe 3 or 4 leads. So he reached out to us. He's like, I just don't know what I don't know, and it's not really working. So we went and evaluated it and said, if you want that, you know, X amount of leads, this is what you should implement. We'll do a Facebook, Instagram, and took over his whole social campaign. And we just finished our first month. And in Facebook alone, Facebook and Instagram, we came up with about 270,000 impressions of his ads. We generated actual email addresses that he could email, for the launch, and that was approximately like 2,300 leads. His videos got over 20,000 views, and that's through views, which means I've viewed a good portion of that video, and over 15,500 website clicks. Because of all this, like, Facebook is now showing his page way more often. It's generating a lot of brand recognition, as well as obviously the leads that we're bringing in. And it just shows you, when you sit down and implement, we went over buyer personas, exactly who's trying to target. We updated his graphics and put together some really excellent social media posts, as well as social media ads. Going after brands, going after website clicks, and generating leads, all running simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And he's like very overwhelmed at the amount of traffic and the amount of leads that he's getting in such a short period of time.
Yeah, wow. And just like he said, most us business owners, we don't know what we don't know. We know our widget, and we may have the best widget in town. But, Peter, if we don't know how to get that widget out there, then it doesn't make any difference if it's the best widget in town. So it's clear that what you guys are able to do is to take their widget and put it in front of their perfect client. And like you said, the first thing is to figure out who their perfect client is. And I'm sure that's quite a discussion when you have that with a business owner, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest things that we started is, there are many names of buyer personas or your avatars, and it's not just one, it's usually several that they're trying to get in front of. And that stems like the core of everything we do. If it's an ad, what is the ad? Who is this ad addressing? If it's a piece of content that we're writing, let's say a blog post, or even getting on podcast, is this the right piece of content that developed, and who is that buyer persona that it's being developed for? Same thing with podcasts. Podcasts is a great way to generate leads, because if you do know who your buyer persona is and it's really dialed in, then we can say, okay, which podcast is that buyer persona listening to? Let's reach out to those podcasts and see if we can get you on as a guest, because their audience is your target market, is your target client.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. There's so many times that when I teach networking, and there's so many times that I have to be really sit down with my client and say, which networking events are you going to? You want to make sure that the events that you're going to, you're investing your time. Of course, that's back when we used to be able to do them in person. But you're investing your time. You want to make sure that your target audience or a referral partner is going to be in the room, because you can spend a lot of time, Peter, talking about the services you offer to people that will never use your service, can't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you are investing in a networking group, and if they're not your potential clients, or if they can't afford your services, then you have to question it, like, well, why am I, part of this group, and maybe I need to decide to move on to a different group.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, Peter, we're getting down to those final three questions. If someone's listening and they think, I could probably use someone to really look at our system and see if I'm doing it right or if we need something else, how would they get in touch with you? How would they find out more information about the services you offer?
Sure. Well, I mean, we have a tremendous amount of information on our main website at WSIWorld.com. We just put in all of our webinars that I spoke about earlier. That's under our /learn part of that website. And also, if you go to WSIWorld.com/Peter-Burson, it comes to my profile. My website for my franchise is Avely, A-V-E-L-I, by BYWSI.com. And that's same with all of my social, is at Avely by WSI.
Wonderful. So we're down to those final three questions. And the first one here is, if there is someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest they do to prepare for the process? And that's keeping in mind, Peter, that you've been through this. So if you were going to advise someone, what would you do? What would you suggest they do to prepare for the process?
Yeah, so are they already in talking with the franchise? If they've already talked to some, I would say work with somebody like you as a coach, because they're going to help just narrow down the process and really get you in front of the franchises that are going to meet your goals and services. But once you're in that process, the franchises are going to give you people to talk to, existing franchise owners. But in there, the document that every franchise has to have is the FDD, the Franchise Disclosure Document. There's every franchise that's existing. And I would go in and research that, and they're going to give you this curated list. But go into that list and call some of those other franchises that aren't on their curated list and try to set up a meeting to kind of get a really good understanding of that franchise. What are the pros? What are the cons? What are the toughest challenges? What are the upfront costs in your first year? Questions like that, so you get a better understanding of what you're getting into.
Right. Peter, I think one of the questions that is going to be part of that validation is, how did the leadership team support you during the pandemic? So I would ask you that.
Oh, yeah.
I know you talked a little bit about that earlier in the show, but what were some of the things that you saw WSI did during the pandemic? Because that was a game changer for everybody, wasn't it?
Right. So one of the advantages I feel that WSI had is they've been around for a while. We've been around for over 25 years now. So they've not hit a pandemic, but they have hit recessions and how they dealt with those. But I would say the most impressive part, yes, the webinars were great, but it was the constant support that corporate gave us. So we would have once a month calls before the pandemic where it's called our basically an open forum call where any franchise owner can jump online and we talk internally. We showcase a client. We talk about technologies. That went from once a month to every week in the beginning of the pandemic, featuring, you know, existing franchise owners that have been in the network for, you know, years, like over a decade. You know, what have they done? What are they doing? You know, how can they prepare? How can you reach out to clients differently? Just every week was a topic, and they were just supporting us immensely. From the finance of like, how can you get grants for your franchise? What's going on in different countries? So they supported us on that. And that continued. We went from like, we scaled it back a little bit to instead of once a week to once every other week. But that support just continued through till today. They implemented better coaching. We implemented a new thing called active coaching training where coaches would meet with us from the franchise, just tremendous amount of support. And that's, I was just overly impressed with how WSI handled the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is part, folks, when you're looking at a franchise, that is really something to look at. Those are questions that you really want to ask those existing franchisees, because sure, you're buying an infrastructure, you know, with that CRM, you're buying the maybe there is a proprietary software that you're buying into as well, but you're also putting a lot of your money, your stock invested in the leadership team, because they're the ones that are at the helm. They're the ones that are ultimately guiding this. And just like Peter described, they jumped right in and made those changes to be able to support those franchisees. So the second question here, Peter, is what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
So in a consultant franchise, I think that sales consultancy is important. And if you don't have that, then work with the franchise is going to help you. Like we partnered with Sandler to help our franchise owners improve their selling, or just go out on your own and work on that. You know, different franchises, it's more about, you know, understanding, you know, what it's like to operate a business and creating, you know, networks where it's not as much networking for clients. It's more about networking with existing business owners and masterminding to understand that. And again, I'll go back to the franchises. How well has other franchises support – how well does other franchise owners support the franchisees? Mm-hmm. And that's something also we do really well at WSI. We promote like certain people to call our top guns, and they're existing owners that have been around for a while. They're doing very well, and they help coach and newer franchises or anybody in the network. You can just reach out and have a conversation with them, or even pull them onto a call if need be. That, you know, having that support is just tremendous, being part of a network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Having a support team is just huge when it comes to starting your own business or opening a franchise, for sure. The final question here, Peter, is what does the future of franchising look like?
Yeah, so I feel like more because it gives you that system, because it gives you that brand, and because it gives you the network, like the three things that I feel is what a franchise is, I think more businesses can fit into that have figured out a system, will become franchises. Because when I look at businesses, I'm like, oh, this would be a good business to franchise because mm-hmm. – yeah, I can see the systematic approach. They're opening more stores, and it's the same you know, the same system can be implemented and you can do this anywhere in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great way for people to get into business, and business owners, if they've figured out that their business is great and they want to grow that business, I think becoming a part of a franchise will be the way of, you know, for those businesses. So I feel it's going to just continue to grow, and we're just going to see more and more businesses become franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
The days are gone that a franchise is thought of as the, you know, the big ones that we know of, like the McDonald's, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, and those. Pretty much any business, as long as the system can become a franchise.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we see so many industries that are embracing that franchise business model, and I always say it's no longer just burgers and fries. It is
right.
So much more than that. And WSI is certainly a perfect example of that. And for anyone who's wanting to consider a franchise that is more seasoned than maybe an emerging brand, then WSI would certainly be one to look into because they've been around for so many years. So, Peter, one more time, if someone is listening and they'd like more information about the work you might be able to do with them, or maybe they want more information about WSI in general, where would they find that?
Oh, WSI in general would be at WSIWorld.com. There you can find out about services we offer and also about franchising. My website, again, is Evely, EveliIBYWSI.com.
Wonderful.
You can always reach out to me. My email is peter@evelybywsi.com.
Wonderful. Peter, thanks so much for being on the show today. It's been certainly an enlightening conversation because there is so much that a business has to take into consideration when it comes to digital marketing. And to have that removed from their plate so that they can really focus on growing the business and have someone like you to manage their digital marketing can certainly make a difference. It can be a game changer for them.
Well, and it's also pretty much a must now. The pandemic basically changed everybody around. And if you weren't online before, you have to be online now.
Right.
Because I can't predict the future and what's going to happen. And but having a strong online presence of the businesses that I'm seeing that are doing well during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. You know, Peter, I think that the pandemic created, it actually made us rely more upon the internet, of course, but I believe everybody's kind of gotten used to having their groceries brought to their front door, just ordering things online and have it brought to the front door. So as you said, it has changed the way we do business, and I don't think we're going back, to be honest with you.
Oh, correct. And you don't have to be a big chain. We can help even small businesses bring in sort of e-commerce or curbside pickup to their business.
Yeah, awesome. Peter, thanks again for being on the show today. I look forward to staying connected and maybe bringing you back on the show in a few months to give us some updates.
Sure, Linda. It was great speaking to you, and thank you as well for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So folks, as always, I'm going to leave you with this quote, and it's a quote by an anonymous person, and it goes like this: ignoring digital marketing is like opening a business but not telling anyone. So don't make that mistake. You want Peter to help you tell everybody you're open for business. Thanks so much, folks, for joining me on All Things Franchising, and we'll see you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.